This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to the doctor because of my eyes, I can't see. Stones,
heavy like the love you show. I just kind of chuckled and threw it back in my backpack like...
A lot of times our clients are heterosexual couples, about 40% actually.
That's so nasty.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And tonight, we'll give you an update on the BP oil leak. We also have Pastor William Rennick joining us from Joyful Union Congregation. In a moment, Colleen Kristen Brewster from the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster travel agency on a very, very important topic having to do with our children. And a new cruise, a new age style cruise, helping kids lose weight. Also later tonight, Lindsay Lohan is hours away from jail, and she's as nervous as hell. And that's healthy. Ms. Lohan, I'm the first person maybe to tell you, that's okay. You're fine. You're supposed to be nervous about going to jail. You're supposed to be afraid of going to jail. You're supposed to be upset when you go to jail. 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Chicago, the great city of Chicago, WKRS, 1220 AM, and in State College, Pennsylvania, the home of Penn State, WBLF, 970 AM. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, which is the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. This is where you must go. You have to go. You simply must. As John Hurt said in Alien, we must go on. We have to go on. And that was just before, of course, that thing hatched on his face.
That was the part there.
Yeah, that's right when the thing sucked his face. But still, you have to go on. So, anyway, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You get live streaming video of the show right now. Right now, live streaming audio of the show right now. You can also access literally hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of audio. And you are certainly welcome to join in our comments section, which only subscribers can join in on. You get guaranteed email response from your congenital host here, Phil Hendry, so it's a beautiful thing. It's philhendryshow.com. Massachusetts parents are angry over kids being sent home with fat reports. If you can feature this, folks, this is in today's news. In a moment, we'll have Colleen Kristen Brewster on to talk about this. Massachusetts parents are angry and dismayed over a public school policy that sees students getting sent home with fat letters. According to MyFoxBoston.com, many schools across the state began sending body mass index reports and letters home with students in order to flag possible obesity issues to parents. Lori Ann Summer is a parent. She said, to have a piece of paper like this come home in their backpack with them is very, very concerning to me. Her 9-year-old daughter, Shelby, an active gymnast and athlete, was characterized as borderline overweight. Her BMI was 19.43, which brought her to 84.38%, and 85th percentile is considered overweight, said social worker Lori Ann Sumner. Lori Ann Sumner tells Fox TV Boston that she was upset with the letter labeling her 9-year-old daughter as being overweight. Now, I want to find out here, is this the mother or this is the mother, okay.
So to have a piece of paper like this come home in their backpack with them was very, very concerning to me. Her BMI was 19.43, which brought her to 84.38%, and 85th percentile is considered overweight. It could be a good tool if you know how to utilize it, but they're going home blindly to parents, and it's just numbers, and they don't know how to interpret it.
Now, she says, the little girl, Shelby, says she doesn't mind the letter because she knows she's not fat.
I just kind of chuckled and threw it back in my backpack, like, whatever. I think I would be considered big for my grade and age, but definitely not overweight. I think for people who got these letters and can't really handle it because they think they're trying to take it into their own hands, I think don't take it into your own hands because it's just going to make matters worse. Take it to your doctor.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster joining us right now from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California. Colleen, good evening. It's been a long time.
Well, I was just thinking earlier tonight, it really has been a long time since we've been on your program, and we're really excited to be with you and really excited to be talking about Drop the Weight, and these are our kid cruises. These are fun cruises. These are, when we say new age cruises, I don't want anybody to get the idea that we're involved in some kind of yoga or anything else. This is healthy This is all American. This is drop the weight.
Okay, now drop the weight. You're talking about kids, right?
That's right. So these are kids whose ages range anywhere from 9 to 13 or 14 years of age. They have this body mass, mass index that we were talking about. They are overweight. You heard that mother in Boston, and God bless her. That's a lady who is a little bit on the side of denial. And, you know, as the song says, you know, I'm the queen of Egypt. I'm living on denial. We don't want our moms to do that. We don't want our kids to do that. And so when they go on these kid cruises, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, really what we're telling these children is the following thing. You guys are in control. You are in control of your lives. And there is nothing that you do to help yourself, nothing that you do to take off the weight and be the person that you want to be that is bad. And we help you, and we do it very quickly. We make it fun. And, yes, it is healthy. There's been an awful lot of misinformation. We're really proud, though, of the fact that what we do more than anything else is we do correct the misinformation.
Well, what misinformation are you talking about? Now, just before you tell me that, we're talking about a cruise that you guys have set up for overweight kids. That is the party cruise, or you call it the party circle. Why do you call it that?
Bill, we love the title because it is the party circle. We're going from San Pedro Long Beach around Catalina Island, and we do that for a week. So we're really doing this party circuit between Long Beach and Catalina. $4,200 for each individual child gets them a beautiful view room, all of their meals, all of their activities, and it is. It's like a party circle, and I'll tell you, we've had kids so excited to come back. They want to drop the weight. I've never seen people, Phil, even adults, more committed, really, to dropping the weight. Those are the three key words, and we have reinvented for our youngsters and maybe for our adults what that means in a modern society.
We're on with Colleen Kristen Brewster, who has a travel agency. Your travel agency, Colleen, and then I'll ask you about drop the weight. Your travel agency sounds like, I was saying to somebody, it sounds like the name of a TV show, you know?
That's really, Phil, that's it, because we want it to be an entertainment experience. We really think that being in the travel business is like being an entertainment director. It's like being a social director. It's like someone who is in charge of the party. We're in charge of the party, and we want to make sure that everyone is there, fit, and ready for it.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What is drop the weight in the context of this party circle cruise? Now, these are kids that are 9 to 13.
9 to 13-year-old kids, Phil, and again, it's all-inclusive for the $4,200 gets you the... These are view rooms. We have some double occupancy. But really what it gets you is a unique experience for your young person. Drop the weight is something, by the way, Phil, that a catchphrase that we used to say to each other, myself and my girlfriends, when we were on vacation. We said, well, just drop the weight, as if it was magic. And then we realized, you know something, maybe it can be magic. And to that end, Phil, here's what we do. We have the kids after their meals. We know that it takes 20 minutes to digest a full meal. So in 20 minutes, it takes 20 minutes to digest actually one half of the meal that you've consumed. So in the 20 minutes that you have taken to digest the major nutrients and the major minerals, the rest is really just taking up space. There is a great deal of stomach acid, and we have the kids drink very delicious mango shakes. There's a lot of different flavors. We do the mango, we do the pomegranate. It is a alkaline type drink, which cuts a lot of the acidic content of the food. And then we tell the kids, and it is a game, like anything in life really should be, if you think of how successful we are when we're having fun. And we say to the kids, drop the weight. It can either be Leslie, one of my partners, or one of the kids will be on our PA system. Let's drop the weight, and the kids all run. And this is from the main dining area of the boat, where we run out to the railing. And generally, this is after we've done our circle of Catalina at least once. And we hit the railing, and we drop the weight.
But this is purging, isn't it?
We don't use that word, and we don't use the word vomit.
Well, but how do we get parents and adults to know? Because there's going to be a lot of parents and adults who are going to have a negative take on this.
So I know that, and let me explain this to them so that they're not frightened. I don't want any parent to come away from this with anything other than the truth, and here it is. The word purge, the word vomit, the word bulimia, these are words that have taken on such meaning, we don't know what they mean anymore. It is one of those anomalies. The words are all negative, and yet, do we know what they mean? No, we don't. Purging is as it was practiced by people in the 90s or the 80s or in years past, a very destructive thing, Phil. But drop the weight is our way of taking off of that the onus of something unhealthful. There's no damage to the teeth from the stomach acid because of the mango. The food has been digested to the point where all of the major nutrients and all of the major minerals have been taken in, and only that which is left, which is devoid of any and all really nutrient value, Phil, it's then drop the weight time. And the kids go out to the railing, and we tell them, you do it the way you want to do it, drop the weight. And we really, I got to tell you, there's laughter. There is more fun because the kids know what they're doing is going to show up on the scale very soon.
And what do you say to parents, Colleen, who say that this is a, this is bulimia? This is kind of a gussied-up bulimia.
What I say to those parents is, I say, let me explain to you something that you may not know. When you say the word bulimia, what you're doing is you're giving that word a context. You're saying that these are children that can't take in the nutrients of food because they need to drop the weight. They have to do a pre. We don't do a pre. We wait the 20 minutes until the major nutrients and minerals have been absorbed into the system, and then we drop the weight. And Phil, that is a very big difference between what we do and the very destructive practice of bulimia. Bulimia is, as I say to my kids, for losers. Drop the weight is for winners. On the Colleen Kristen Brewster, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, party circle, cruise. And Phil, we would love it if you would be on our cruise in the second week in August to MC some of our events.
Well, you know what? Let me just think about that right now.
Absolutely.
Right now. But let me put you on hold and give our number out here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Now, I've always heard that bulimia, or whatever you call it, and maybe I shouldn't be calling it that, Colleen Kristen Brewster's cruise is called Drop the Weight. And it's 9 to 13-year-old overweight kids, of which we have a great many in this country, who then force themselves to vomit. Well, I've been passed the note, don't say vomit, say drop the weight. All right. If David Hall is on the line, we can talk to him about that, bud?
Yeah, well, he's calling in now.
All right, because I don't want to run afoul of this lady, but at the same time, I want to make sure that we are giving the information right. So what we're talking about is a cruise for 9 to 13-year-old kids where they, quote, drop the weight, which is essentially them going to the railing of the ship and throwing up the food that part of the stomach that is still full of food after they've absorbed the minerals and the nutrients, right? Okay. 877-876-PHIL. Is this a way to control obesity among our young people? A cruise whereby we show them how to throw up after the minerals, vitamins, and nutrients have been absorbed. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to our program here on the line with me, Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach. And you have something called Cud Watch, too, which I want to hear about, Colleen.
Well, it's for mothers who want to be aware of the destructive habits, Phil, of other parents, we really want to get this information out as soon as we can, because more than anything else, this is what's holding back a lot of kids from dropping the weight.
All right. Now, David Hall has joined us for just a brief minute. David, how are you doing?
Yeah, Phil, I'm doing good. I wanted to, on behalf of Ms. Brewster, mention to you that she is a possibly an advertiser in a program.
And well, good.
We're looking forward, Phil, to a good relationship with you.
And as such, we would like, and I know Colleen would like to, let your audience know that this is a new day, really, in nutrition, especially when it comes to nutrition for kids. And for you to use the words, drop the weight, and not use these other words, which, Colleen, you've got a good phrase for them.
Well, they're really just regressive words. They are words that take us into a time and a place that we are not in any longer, Phil. You know.
Well, what word are we talking about? Puke?
Well, yeah, we're talking about the words puke and vomit and bulimia. Those are words that, as Colleen said in her literature that I was reading, these are words that don't really take us forward. Colleen, you say it much better than I do.
Well, they're words that are not—they're not moving us into the future. They're moving us into the past. And so if you, Phil, on your program would stop using those words, we can begin, and we can begin now, a new day where kids are dropping the weight and we are not beholden to these negative stereotypes.
All right, I just want to be clear. I'm not allowed to use the word puke or vomit?
I would rather that you not.
Only, Phil, we're not really, I don't believe in censorship, so I don't believe in telling people not to do anything that they're not comfortable with doing. But I want you to know that I look forward to advertising on your program. And if I do, really, I need for you to cease the use of these regressive phrases.
Yeah, and Bill, I don't think we're censoring what you're saying.
Well, all right. I might have a different view of that. If we're going to be talking, can I open that up to the audience?
You're talking about making this part of the topic?
You know, Phil, but you can do whatever you want. I don't believe in censoring anybody. I don't think it's anything that I want to address. I have developed this philosophy over a great many months. We've looked into what works and what doesn't work. This is how we feel. We don't use those words. If people want to talk about that, I'm sure there's going to be a part of your program where you can do that.
No, but I mean right now.
You know, it's not anything I'm really interested in. I suppose if people want to bring that up, you can talk with them about.
We don't want to get sidetracked, Bill, with a lot of stuff about why you can't. I'm not censoring what you're saying. I'm simply saying to you that Ms. Brewster represents a lot of money. And
are you, Ms. Brewster, so my audience can be clear, and I don't think I'm being talking out of school. Are you saying you won't advertise on my show if I use the words vomit or puke in place of drop the weight, or if I use the word bulimia?
No, I don't really come from a negative place like that. I don't really come from a negative. My philosophy, Phil, is really about enhancing the life experience. It is not about setting limits. But your question is one that sets up limits, and I don't do that.
But I need to have it answered. I mean, I think...
Well, you said the audience needs to know the answer to that. Why?
Well, I think they need to know the answer to it so that there is so they know, you know, why there's advertisers.
Yeah, but why do they need to know that other than... Why do they... They don't need to know that. They don't need to know that you're not allowed to use those words. They just hear the word, drop the weight.
But if I'm interviewing Ms. Brewster, and she's... And I say...
You know something, Phil? This is a really important product. I understand that you have questions. I really would rather, David, if it's all right with you, if we just go ahead and take the phone calls or whatever.
Yeah, Phil, let's talk about this later because I think you've got good questions. It's not going to change. We're going to insist that you not use puke or vomit or bulimia because that ruins the product that Ms. Brewster is selling. But that is not to say they're not good questions.
David, what I'm saying is my audience is going to think that I'm bought and paid for by an advertiser.
I don't know the. You know, you realize that we do take brokered interviews. You know that, don't you?
I knew that we had Ted Bell.
Well, we're going to be taking more. Okay? You know the state of the business. We have to have these kinds of advertisers. So I want you to interview her as if she's a real guest. You understand?
All right, hold on. From 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
On the air with Colleen Kristen Brewster here, our number 877-876-PHIL. We had a very interesting exchange there with David G. Hall just before the break as to whether or not we should use the words bulimia, vomit, or even the more, colloquial puke. You don't use those words, Colleen, because you say that they're a regressive, they're a negative word to use. And so I won't use them. But that is also saying you have a product to sell, and I'm supposed to help you sell it. I'm not exactly sure, you know.
What we have is not a product to sell. We have a lifesaver. We have a lifesaver for kids between the ages of 9 and 13. We have obese children. We have an epidemic of obesity among our kids that has not been addressed in any sensible way. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster has begun a series of these party circle cruises for our kids. We go from Los Angeles, the San Pedro Harbor, around Catalina Island, and what we do then is embark on an adventure for the summer that will result in these kids making life-changing decisions where they can look in a mirror and feel so good about themselves when they drop the weight. Dropping the weight is going from the dining room where we have already ingested our minerals and our vitamins. It's making a fun run to the rail, and it's doing what kids like to do, Phil. They like to spit. They like to, you know, hawk up a loogie, as they like to say. They like to, do those things. They're going to drop the weight. And
well, but you're saying they're going to vomit.
We don't use the word vomit. These kids are...
Let me jump in. This is David, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
We told you not to use the word vomit. And
well, am I doing an interview here, or am I? Is she advertising?
Right now, we're seeing whether or not she will buy time on your show. So I'd rather you treat her as an advertiser.
You know, Phil, I'm not really into censorship, but the kids go to the rail, and they do what kids like to do. They let that weight go out of them and into the ocean, and they look at the seagulls flying around it, and it sounds gross to adults. To kids, it's the most fun thing in the world.
877-876-PHIL. To kids, it's the most fun thing in the world. All right. Here is Dean. He sucks. 877-876-PHIL. Why? So the kids are going to be... I can't say bulimic.
We would rather you not use the word bulimic. And we would rather you not use the word vomit. If you can hold on for a minute. She is, Phil, understandably, and I think your audience understands this, she is understandably upset with the fact that you keep using the word puke. And
it's an easy mistake to make. I mean, I'm saying puke... When she says that they run from the kids are on a cruise to drop the weight, all right?
So this is exactly what the kids are doing. They're out there to drop the weight. They're out there to make themselves feel better and to look better. Why do you want to use a phrase or a term that means something so destructive that already has imprinted on it negativity? That's why drop the weight has become something that is much, much more important. And that's what we want to do. We want these kids to be happy.
Right. And using the word, Colleen, the word that you don't want Phil to use does what?
What it does is it reminds these parents of a time when they were misinformed. We've got a lot of cut chewers out there. Can I give
This is an example of what Colleen calls a cut jewer. This is a woman who, Phil, doesn't understand about kids and weight loss.
Basically, the most popular question we would ever get for years was...
That's a sperm bank cut, okay?
Well, I'm looking... I don't want the sperm bank. I want the one with the... here it is.
The paper like this come home in their backpack with them was very, very concerning to me. Her BMI was 19.43, which bordered at 84.38%, and 85th percentile is considered
overweight. Are you listening to that woman? That woman doesn't know what she's talking about.
A good tool.
That's a mother.
You know how to utilize.
She may be a mother, but she's using a lot of terms that she knows.
Numbers.
It doesn't make any difference her BMI is this. Listen to the girl, Phil, now. This is the little girl. She knows she's overweight. She knows she needs... She knows she needs something. She needs to drop the weight.
I just kind of chuckled and threw it back in my backpack, like, whatever. I think I would be considered big for my grade and age, but definitely not overweight. I think for people who got these letters and can't really handle it because they think they're trying to take it into their own hands, I think don't take it into your own hands because it's just going to make matters worse. Take it to your
girl.
Doctor.
She is, obviously, Phil, she's really overweight. She's big. In fact, if you wanted to really be, if you want to be honest, she's huge. She's,
well, why do you say she's huge?
She's 90 pounds. She's 4 feet something. That girl is on her way to a life of misery. And so dropping the weight is something where she can jump up from the table. She can go over to the railing on the ship. She can drop the weight.
Yeah, but you don't say that she's going to go to the railing of the ship and puke.
Well, I've noticed that I haven't taken any phone calls. I don't know.
What's with the phone calls, sir?
I don't think people are going to be calling in about, you know, signing their kids up for a cruise where there's, you know, kids...
Please don't use it.
All right, where there's drop the weight. But you know as well as I do, the parents out there are hearing... that you have a cruise, Ms. Brewster, where kids go to the railing and throw up.
I told you not.
I don't know if I can keep...
I told you not to use the term throw up or puke. Okay, that's why we're not getting any phone calls, because people are put off by...
People are not put off by me using the term. People are put off by the fact that they hear you telling me not to use those words.
Well, they hear me telling you not to use the words because they're not accurate.
That's really the point, Phil. They are not accurate words. They don't really tell the story of what we're doing.
What they're doing with drop the weight has nothing to do with vomiting. It has to do with these kids learning how to control their weight.
Let me ask you something. How can I ask you about this drop the weight where I will know what where it's descriptive?
You can ask me what the food does. Once it goes into the system.
All right, what does the food do once it goes into the system?
It stays in the stomach for 20 minutes. It is absorbed into the body, the nutrients. Then the food itself, the food particles, the digested food is then, I don't know.
The digested food is then allowed to, I think you said...
It's allowed to escape.
It's allowed to escape.
And the digested food is allowed to escape. Does the human being do anything to allow the food to escape?
Ms. Brewster?
Yes, we unlock the gates.
Unlock the gates.
All right, well, I'm sorry, David. You know, I have to tell my audience, what you're talking about is these kids are taught how to vomit.
You know something?
I can't keep doing this.
You know something, what you're doing is you're taking a potential advertiser, you're purposefully making her uncomfortable.
If she's saying lose the weight, and excuse me, Ms. Brewster, if you're saying lose the weight, and I can't tell people what that means, they're going to ask me, what does that mean? And I can't use the word puke, I can't use the word throw up.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, well, she is now disconnected. And we've just lost an advertiser. And the reason why we lost the advertiser...
David, the reason why we lost that advertiser is because I can't understand what she's saying without using the words.
It doesn't make any difference. That was real money to this show. If you would have just conducted the interview and not asked a lot of questions And you think the audience is going to think you're lying. The audience doesn't think you're lying. The audience is being informed. Okay?
So if she says drop the weight, the audience knows what that means.
The audience will know it means what she says it means. And what it means
is... What it means is the food is allowed to escape when we unlock the gates.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
It means... What does it mean to who?
To you.
It means the food can leave anytime it wants to. Not anytime it wants to. Once you have eaten, as I understand her program, well, it doesn't matter because she's not going to advertise with us.
Well, you know something? That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, huh? Have you seen the economy lately? Are you just living one big party life?
No, I'm very aware of the economy, okay? I'm very aware of the economy. I understand what the economy is all about. I have to work in life to live in the economy. I operate a website that's making money, all right?
Well, good for your website. This is a radio show. And we're trying to hire advertisers, get them on the air. And
yeah, but this whole idea of putting an advertiser on the air as if they're being interviewed, I think it's a little deceptive, all right?
Well, you know something, Phil? No, it is not deceptive. And I think it's wrong of you to say that because that impugns me. I said to you that we would have this lady on the air. You want to know something, friend? We're doing this on the air.
David, go ahead. You were going to tell me what does drop the weight mean?
Drop the weight means what it says. You drop the weight.
No, you don't. Not right away. What is that act of dropping the weight?
I told you. She told you.
She said it's allowing the food to escape by opening the gates.
Yes.
And I asked you, what does that mean to you?
It means that the food that you ate... That was the nutrition was absorbed in. Now that the nutrition is absorbed in, all that's left is this dead mass that you ate. And you allow it to go out of your stomach and out of your mouth.
I allow it to go out of my stomach and out of my mouth by just opening my mouth.
Bill, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to make it more difficult for me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to answer questions the audience would ask. The audience is going to ask me, are you talking about drop the weight, the food goes out of my stomach and out of my mouth? Aren't they going to say that's vomiting?
You know, see, you can't stay away from that word, and that's what caused that lady to hang up. And I will be very shocked indeed if we're able to sign her business.
Well, I don't care. You know
something? I don't know whether you've got a bunch of gold bars under a mountain somewhere or you inherited a lot of money. You are very cavalier with the hard work of other people.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. You can sign all the advertisers you want, but if they wreck this radio show, it doesn't make any difference.
How's it going to wreck your show?
By having somebody on to talk about drop the weight?
It means the food goes out of your stomach and sails out of... All right? It sails out of your mouth there.
Well, what does that do?
It means it goes out of your mouth fast.
Well, are you telling me that the audience knows what that is?
Well, take a guess. What happens if food goes out of your mouth fast?
You spit it out.
Oh, what a pain in the...
Well, what?
All right, the food went out. You laid down and your head was spinning, and then the food went out fast.
That's drop the weight.
Yeah. Only you're not laying down with your head spinning because these are little kids. They're not drinking.
All right, well, okay. Thanks, David. 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall, my vice president of syndication. We just had an advertiser on, Colleen Kristen Brewster, who said that this new cruise... For overweight kids, the Drop the Weight Cruise essentially has the kids eating, waiting 20 minutes while the minerals and the vitamins are absorbed, and then they run to the railing and, quote, drop the weight. But I'm not allowed to use the words vomit, puke, binge, or purge. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and also ahead tonight on the program, we're going to be talking about stores pushing Christmas sales. It's only July, but these stores now want us to get out and shop for Christmas. So are they just trying to, are they trying to turn us all Jewish? We're going to find out later on here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Talk about that.
What?
Because everybody's saying you're being all mean.
Oh, I don't give a crap. We're talking here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. What the hell are we doing? Who's our next guest? Can I get a little tease going here from my producer? Who's the next guest on this show? Pastor Renick?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Everybody says you're yelling at everybody.
I'm yelling at everybody. Look at, why do people buy the video cast? They look at me behind the scenes and they see what's going on. And, you know, there's certain things that I want done on this show, and they're going to get done one way or another. You know, if I got to yell at people, people get yelled at. What are you, all of a sudden a candy ass or something?
Yeah, but I mean, people are going to do it.
No, some people don't do it unless you yell at them. And then again, some people don't do it or do it regardless of the things that you say. You could be kissing their ass up one side and down the next. You could give them a raise. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do the job better. By the same token, you could ignore them, not give them a raise, scream at them every day, and make them get coffee too, and they may be the greatest in the history of the world. People are funny. People are all different. The job's got to get done. That's all, bud, okay?
Yeah, well, about that cud chewing too, and a fat kid.
I don't care, man. That Colleen Kristen Brewster ain't getting on this show.
Yeah, but Mr. Hall, he said that if you don't take that advertiser, that's a lot of money, and that means you won't make any money or anything.
Yeah, what about that? And that means more money for us, too.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
Well, you know that's what, you know that's how the game's played.
Yeah, man, that's how the game's played.
Oh, that's how the game's played, huh? Is that how the game's played? So if I take that advertiser, that's more money for the show, and then you guys make more money. Is that it?
That's how the ball game's played, man.
Yeah, that's how the ball game.
Will you shut up with the ball game's played? Let me tell you something, man. I'm never going to do any brokered interviews on this show. I know they're done. I know they're done all over the radio. They're done by, you know, radio hosts where you bring on the interview and it sounds like it's an interview and it's actually paid for by the guy you're being that's being interviewed.
Say that again.
I'm talking about when you bring on an advertiser,
yeah,
and you pay for them to be there. I mean,
no, you bring an advertiser on that you played.
Yeah,
right. No, what I'm saying is a brokered interview is when the people think that you are being interviewed, but you actually paid them to come on the show to interview you.
You get out of here with this. What does it mean?
Just get this stuff out of here. What does it mean? You know what I'm talking about. When they come on the show and they're paying you to interview them, that's what I mean. God.
Why'd you say so?
What are you guys are asking me? We ain't never going to do that. Okay, I don't care how many Colleen Kristen Brewster on-the-go party circle cruises she does where you can't say puke. All you can say is, you know, lose the weight or drop the weight or something like that. 877-876-PHIL, our website, philhendryshow.com. And if you want to see me losing my mind during a break, if you want to see me actually, you know, we like to say that this is a reality show wrapped around a radio show. And I don't really take any great pleasure in getting crazy. I guess it's just the way I am, you know. But I will say this. Guys like me, and there's a lot of people like me, we are harder on ourselves than anybody else. You know, if you think, you know, there are some people out there who are criminals. I mean, they are just flat out criminal in their behavior and their treatment of people. On my show, I get crazy. There's no question about that. But it's about making the show better, you know? Even if it means that I got to turn down Colleen Kristen Brewster. So if you want to see one of those meltdowns behind the scenes, 877-876-PHIL. All right, we have Pastor William Renick who will be coming on later on the program to talk about something that when I first saw it, man, it blew me away. It was the story that Glenn Beck was losing his sight. Well, he's not really losing his sight. He's had throughout his life a condition, I think, that has gradually, very incrementally degraded his ability or his vision. And Glenn brought it up in a very dramatic fashion, I think, at an appearance he was doing this past weekend. But it was dramatic enough whereby it made the news wires. So Pastor William Renick will be on to talk about that in a few minutes here on The Phil Hendry Show. Troubled actress Lindsay Lohan has slammed her ex-father on Twitter from rehab, saying that he scares her. Well, no kidding. He is a scary guy. He's a weird freak. Somebody ought to kick his ass and stick him back in the boxcar that he came out here on. The star, who is currently staying in a sober living facility ahead of beginning a what, bud?
What do you mean boxcar?
Like he came out as a hobo.
Yeah. You know what a boxcar is.
I know what a boxcar is. You mean he came out a boxcar?
A boxcar?
A boxcar. He came out as a hobo. He was a bum.
Well, I don't know. I don't think anybody can know that.
Bud, I'm making a comment on the guy. He's a bum.
Oh, well, man, you are stupid. You know that?
I'm not a stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid, and you ask dumb questions, and you never stop asking them. Look at that. Now I'm all out of time. I was going to talk about how Lindsay Lohan was going to blast her father. She said, I don't want Michael Lohan Sr. anywhere near me, no matter where I am. I'm in a great place, and he only brings negativity in my world. You're finally figuring that one out, Lindsay. Not that the fans know what they're talking about, not that the press or the paparazzo, not that we really know what we're doing, but that one you could see three blocks off. That guy was no good. All right, we'll be back with Pastor William Renick here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.